The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the Special Olympics Ireland Summer Games, Ireland's largest inclusive sporting event, will take place from the 18th to the 21st of June. Over 1,200 athletes will compete across 12 sports over 4 days in 10 venues in Dublin. Henry McKean went to the launch at the National Indoor Arena and he sent us this report.
Of Special Olympics Ireland.
Karen, what do these games mean for Ireland?
They mean a huge amount to Ireland, Henry. It's going to be the largest inclusive event of the year, and we're thrilled to try and get all the volunteers back out in the community. It's been such a long time. The last games are 2018, so after COVID we just want a really positive vibe around the city.
You have athletes from all the regions here. You also have the guards from the Torch Run. It's countdown now, isn't it, until June?
Yep, 104 days to go, and look, it was brilliant today having the guards and the PSNI do the law enforcement torch run. It really does show what unity is about and what Special Olympics brings sport people together.
What does the Special Olympics mean to you?
Oh, I've been here for 23 years, Henry, so huge passion. I just love the athletes and watching them grow. I've been with Ashwin, who was the MC today, since 2010, so to watch him grow from a young child into a man, just a real sense of pride.
My name is Ashwin Mayuko. I'm the ambassador of Special Olympics Ireland.
How does it feel to be here just 100 days to go before the Special Olympics Ireland Games?
It feels surreal. It's so nice to be in the launch and nice to see what's going on before the Games. And it was nice for me to speak in the MC and so nice to represent the Ireland Games, and I'm excited.
And we're all excited. The Special Olympics motto, what is it?
Let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt.
My name is Michael Carr. I'm obviously competing at Special Olympics Ireland Games 2026. It's obviously a privilege to be a part of something so special. It kind of means a lot to me to be a part of it. So I'll be competing at basketball for 2026 of Ireland Games. Can't wait to be a part of it and hopefully win a gold medal.
My name is Brendan O'Brien. I'm the chairperson of Special Olympics Ireland. And this was a fantastic day. We're 100 days out from the event. The excitement is building among the athletes, the families, even all the supporters. It's fantastic. Super day.
So I'm Jeremy Adams. I'm from the Law Enforcement Torch Run in Northern Ireland. And we're here today with ourselves from Wingard Sheo Kona to start the games for the Torch Run. And we look forward to the opening ceremony on the 18th of June.
My name is Derek Kiernan. I'm a Special Olympics Ireland badminton athlete for the Eastern Region. It's exciting, and because it's 100 days to go, it's really exciting. We're all training really, really hard, and I just can't wait to compete, and I'm sure everyone can't wait to compete and just be in the spirit of the Ireland Games.
You helped launch the Ireland Games today. What was that like?
It was exhilarating, a bit emotional. I did get a bit emotional at the end. I love presenting, I love talking to people, meeting new people, so I'm well spoken. I just enjoy being here and doing the event. So.
My name is Owen.
My name is Maura Quirk, the Mighty Ravens Bowling Club.
So tell me about being involved in the Special Olympics with the Summer Games coming up.
I'm going as chaperone to four athletes, and Owen is one of our athletes from our club, one of six who are going to participate in the Ireland Games.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes.
And what do you love about the Special Olympics?
Having fun.
Okay, Henry McKean reporting there. Brilliant. I hope everyone has a fantastic time. What an amazing event it is.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.